Love music. Live sport. With Liz Clark on Rock Sport Radio.
I'm all excited. We're going to talk WWE now because NXT UK entertainer Matt Coffey joins me in the studio. Matt, thanks so much for coming in.
Hi there. Thanks for having us.
It's great to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
I love the beard. It's really good to meet you. We were just having a general wee chat there about the whole thing with WWE and NXT UK. But I'm a sports entertainer. What made you become that?
That's something I've been a fan of since I can remember. There's not been a time that I don't remember being a fan of WWE and a fan of wrestling. And it was something that I've always wanted to do, but it seemed like a million miles away. And then the older I got, I realised it was easier to do than I thought.
Well, do you know, my two boys, you grew up in my house, you know, it was constant. But for you to make that decision that you loved it so much that you wanted to get into it. So what did you do? How did you start making inroads?
Well, it's actually in Glasgow. There's, I think, 4 or 5 wrestling training schools.
Right.
Which is amazing, considering the size of Glasgow and the population of it, that there's that many actual training places where people can go and learn to do it. The first one I found was in Linwood.
Really?
Yeah, and I went there, I think, 2010. And the person that was the trainer there, he was called Demo, Big Demo at the time.
Right.
Is now Killian Dane in WWE. And then he moved that school from Linwood to Govan, and then from Govan it's now in Pollock Shaws,
right,
which is round the corner from my house, so it's always handy to have somewhere and go and train.
That's incredible. So did they get set up round about Glasgow and here in Scotland because of that popularity that you're talking about?
Yeah, wrestling all over the UK has become so popular recently. I got in just at the right time. So 2009-2010 it just started growing and growing, and people get more and more interested, and there was a lot of drive from the guys that were doing it, the kind of younger guys that had seen the older generation kind of take it down a wee bit.
Yeah.
These guys wanted to bring it back, and they've all done it. Everyone's done really well in building up this huge scene, and it's become such a big scene that the likes of WWE's taken notice and
really
came over and started their own branch, NXT UK.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Tell us about NXT UK.
NXT UK is something that's just been announced. I actually can't believe I'm part of it. It's amazing. It's NXT essentially is WWE's training ground, if you like. WWE's biggest priority is their talent. That's all they've got, is training talent. So to be part of that in the UK is just amazing, and we've got amazing coaches. It's just world class. That it's unbelievable that they've actually came over and started up their own performance centre down in London just for us to train in.
That's fantastic. That's, you know, and probably a little known a bit, you know, out with them, WWE, but it's great to know that that's been going on here. And how many, you're talking about you're getting involved, how big is it, as in how many guys are taking part, and guys and girls, obviously?
Just in NXT UK, there's about 40 people training there just now.
Right.
But in the UK, there's hundreds of wrestlers every week just doing their thing. It depends if it's, you know, it could be a show with just 30 to 50 people on.
Right.
Or there could be shows like ICW in Glasgow has ran the Hydro and had 6,500 people there.
Is that right? Really well attended? Because it is so popular, isn't it? Now listen, Insane Championship Wrestling, ICW, tell us about your time involved in that as well, Mark.
Yeah, well, again, luckily enough, it's the local promotion. It's a Glasgow-based wrestling company. It's been going for I think about nearly 10 years, or well, it's been going for over 10 years. They took kind of a break for a bit, but it's everything Glasgow you could imagine about a wrestling company. No holds barred, everything goes. It's the best night out you'll get in Glasgow.
Sounds incredible.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing. And that's talking it up, saying it's the best night out. I bet it will be. And of course, your brother, Joe Coffey, he's also a sports entertainer. The Coffey brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. Tell us a wee bit about both of you.
Yeah, well, I think we gave my mum a bit of a tough time growing up.
Do you know what? I can't believe you're saying that, Mark, because that was the first thing that came into my head. I've got two boys. And I'm just thinking, I can just imagine your mum.
Broken beds get thrown through and couches get ruined, and At one point, Joe threw me through a wall, which we...
Oh, no!
That was one of those ones we went through it and we kind of looked at each other and went, wow, didn't really think we would go through that, but
we did. Did we actually do that?
Yeah. So.
Oh, no. How did your mum react to that?
Not well. Not well at all.
I was going to say, because, you know, it is that whole thing. I mean, you know, we appreciate that whole don't try this at home thing, but
yeah,
boys watching it and girls and the yeah love that they get for it. As I say, I went through that in my house.
Yeah.
You know, you're just saying, what do you know, harm yourself?
Yeah.
I bet your mum said that a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. It was more, you know, taking the slipper off, but that's something as you get older and you realise how dangerous what you're doing is.
If you're not doing it properly, yeah, and it's
now,
not, yeah.
It's like, to anyone that wants to do that, you have to say no, like,
yeah, exactly.
Find a proper wrestling school, and it's not like there aren't loads of them about
out
now.
There,
so,
yeah. Well, that's obviously what your mum's done, you know, she's
yeah
obviously got the two of you to stop long enough to go and learn about it properly.
Yeah.
And the two of you, so, you know, is Joe involved in it, all the same stuff that you are as well?
Yeah.
And then you
together? Joe actually got into it the year before I did. And his first day he came back from training, he was like, you've got to try this, it's brilliant, you'll love it, like, go for it. And I was just like, absolutely not, no way.
Your mum's like, get out of there.
I was like, no way, I'm not doing it. I just kind of thought that it would have been WWE standard, that's all I'd known, that's all I'd watched, and I just thought, these guys are massive, in amazing shape, like, look the part, they walk the part, they talk the part. I thought, there's no way I can do that, no way. And then he took me to a show, and I realised it was just a lot of normal guys doing it, and I kind of thought, well, wait a minute, like, I'm in better shape than him. I'm bigger than this guy. Like, I can do this. But it took me about a year of convincing to actually go ahead and start
training.
Best decision I've ever made.
And again, I guess your mum would be absolutely delighted with that as well, to see the two of you going into it in that way. Now, listen, you're just, just at the end of January then, you were in Arizona.
Yeah.
So I'm dying to talk to you about that. So I'm going to get into all that very shortly. But we'll be back right after this with Mark Coffey.
This is Rock Sport Radio, number one for Scottish sport.
It is Rock Sport Radio and we're streaming live, they tell me, on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all those technical things that I know all about. But we are anyway. And the reason we're doing that is because I'm joined in the studio by NXT UK entertainer Mark Coffey, and I'm really enjoying the blather, Mark. But we're talking there about, actually, we're going to talk about Arizona in a minute, because you're not long back from there. But we were talking about the girls and guys bit, you know, both genders obviously really into the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you're saying that actually the girls, it's expanding all the time.
Yeah, well, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, there was what was known as the women's revolution in wrestling.
Uh-huh.
And it just came along that there was a lot of really incredibly talented female wrestlers.
Yeah.
And right now, they're actually overtaking the guys. They're so good. And the likes that you've got in WWE, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, and now Ronda Rousey is the champ. And it's like such a massive thing to have somebody from UFC who's now involved in wrestling, and she took to it so quickly that there's a lot of call. They've had their own pay-per-view now, but it was just a women's only pay-per-view, Evolution. And now, you know, it won't be long before you see a female main event at WrestleMania, which is massive.
Interesting stuff. Now, listen, we were talking about Arizona. You were out there just at the end of January. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was brilliant. We were out there for the Royal Rumble. It's one of WWE's biggest events of the year.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing, but it was such a flying visit. Like, we arrived there on the Thursday night and we were gone by the Monday night. It was just rapid.
Crazy.
But it was brilliant, and it's great to see how big a production WWE is as a whole. The fact that they just take over the whole town. You can't turn anywhere without seeing a billboard or a poster, or it's on the side of buses. It's just, everything is just all WWE. It's amazing.
How incredible to be part of that.
Yeah, it's unreal.
And is that the furthest, I take it, that you've travelled for an event?
Yeah, we've wrestled there at the end of January. Last year we went to Orlando, and in 2013 I was in Tokyo for 3 months wrestling, which was unbelievable, just such a learning experience, wrestling and just in general. Like, it's the furthest you could be away from home where nobody speaks the language. So you're just kind of on your own there and figuring it out.
To think, you know, to the air, all from going through that wall in the house, which is another story. Now, you mentioned some of the big names of the women in the sport. What big names have you met during all these travels?
Yeah, well, Right now, down in London at NXT UK, we're being coached by Shawn Michaels, who is somebody that, if you're my age and you watch wrestling, he was your favourite.
Yeah.
He was just everybody's favourite wrestler.
Very well-known
so
name.
A bit surreal for a lot of us to be sitting there and have who a lot of us consider the greatest of all time coaching us and telling us what to do. It's kind of it's a pinch yourself moment. To have him be there and coach us and be somebody that's approachable is just fantastic for us.
And fantastic for yourself, Mark, you know, to get, you know, you described growing up here in Glasgow, you know, and getting to where you've got. And, you know, one of those things again, isn't it, that if you believe in yourself and you believe you're going to do it and you've got there.
Yeah, pretty much. It's believing in yourself, and there's such a belief about the now WWE UK PC down in London that everyone has. It's just this belief within the group that we can grow this brand and it can be the best brand that WWE's got.
Has got, yeah. I can appreciate that. What about your training? What does that entail?
At the moment, I'm doing a lot of weights, and about a year and a half ago, I started doing Bikram yoga.
Really?
Yeah, which is, so it's yoga in a room that's about 40 degrees. It's absolutely roasting. But it's great for your cardio and your endurance, and especially wrestling.
Yeah.
You obviously pick up some bumps and bruises along the way. I know that if I wrestle on a Sunday night and I'm feeling sore on the Monday morning, I can just go there and I'll be fine on Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know, that really interests me.
It flushes you out. It's amazing.
You know, I've got a great interest in things like that. And, you know, yoga sometimes looked upon as being, you know, a kind of gentle kind of exercise thing. But obviously, you know, if that's what it's doing for you.
Yeah. It's amazing training. So that's like my training at home. And then when we're with WWE, we work with a man called Sean Hayes.
Right.
Who is one of the top minds in the fitness industry today. He's unbelievable, and he trains us like elite level athletes. Make sure we're 100% warmed up. The warm up is so important to everything we do, and he's just been absolutely brilliant, and he's changed the way a lot of us have looked at the way we train at home.
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear that. So, you know, all these things we're talking about, what's been the highlight, would you say, Mark, going away back and getting to where you and your brother have got to now?
I think when I started in 2010, opportunities were quite limited. So all I really kind of set my goals as was, if I can get a WWE tryout, then I know I've done really, really well.
Yeah.
And if I can wrestle in Japan once, then I've done really, really well. And by 2013, I'd done both things. So it was like, better set new goals.
I was going to say, just keep setting the bar high.
Everything's always evolving. Your goals are always evolving. And right now, just my highlight is being part of NXT UK. It's unbelievable. It's amazing.
But could you say,
hard one. Apart from that, I'd have to say doing the Hydro with Insane Championship Wrestling.
Right.
That was just like the culmination of so much hard work from a lot of people, that to go from Maryhill Community Centre to the biggest
arena
in the country, that is probably there.
Just fantastic to hear. And obviously, as I say, it's all onwards and upwards from here for you, Mark, because, that enthusiasm and everything that's in front of you, it just sounds incredible.
Yeah, it's a great time to be involved in wrestling, even it's a great time to be a fan.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday night on the WWE Network, you can catch NXT UK at 8 o'clock, and we're wanting to make that the best brand possible.
Fantastic.
So everyone's going out there every night and just bursting it and giving 100% to make sure that it is.
Yep, and achieve, and, you know, get the opportunity to achieve what you've achieved. Mark, I could talk to you all day, honestly. It's so interesting. But listen, thanks so much for coming in. I'm going to have to do the sports update. So, but it's great to speak to you and to hear everything that you and your brother have achieved in sport and everything that's going on in Scotland in NXT UK. So once again, Mark Coffey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For coming in. Great to speak to you.
Cheers.
Across central Scotland, on DAB, digital radio, online, and on your smartphone. Love music, live sport. This is Rock Sport Radio.